You've connected with a worldwide network of millions. You're on TalkZone.com.
Together we can do great things.
Internet Talk Radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Before I start with today's questions, I want to make sure all of you had a chance to check out Stephanie Hunt's website, where I was the one being interviewed for a change. Just go to www.stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E-Hunt, H-U-N-T.com. It's really important you have the dash, www.stephanie-hunt.com, and click on the Hunt 10. She calls it the Hunt 10 link. It's a list of 10 questions so that you can read my interview. We didn't cover the typical pageant questions, and some of my answers might really surprise you. That's www.stephanie-hunt.com. Now it's time to take a few moments to answer your questions about how you can be pageant fab for your next pageant. If you'd like to ask a question, our phone number for U.S. callers is 888-GO-FOR-IT. Now let's go to some listener questions. Our first email question comes to us from Michelle in Colorado. Michelle says, I'm a Mrs. Contestant and I have an athletic build. I bulk up easier than I tone, especially in my thighs and calves. What are some of the best exercises to do to lengthen and tone those muscles rather than bulk up? Are there any exercises to help make my cankles appear thinner? Well, I can totally relate to that, as most of us kind of pear-shaped girls can, Michelle. And I think according to Rocco in our previous segment, the best thing to do is balance out your bulkier thighs and calves by building up the upper part of your torso. And I really recommend that you go to his website. There's a free special report that you can download. There's some free articles that you can read. He also writes some articles on Turn for the Judges, tftj.com, that talks about some of these issues. But I think, Michelle, that Rocco would tell you the best thing to do is balance out the upper portion of your body and make sure you're doing the right exercises for your thighs and calves. He has a great DVD that talks about those kinds of issues for pageant contestants. I hope that helps, Michelle, and we really wish you luck at your next pageant. Well, we have a caller on the phone, and let's go to the phone and talk to Tristan, who has a question about multiple pageant systems. Tristan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your question today?
Well, my question is which is better, to compete in multiple pageant systems or just to pick one?
You know, that is a really great question, Tristan, because depending on your age and expertise, as well as the pageant systems that you're competing in, you might want to go with different strategies. I think when contestants are teens or even junior teens, I think it's a good idea to try different pageant systems, and it's called competing across systems. I think it's okay to try different pageant systems and compete in different programs and see which one is really a fit for you. It gives you an opportunity to see which areas of pageant competition are your strengths, and then it helps you find the pageants that play to those strengths. I think as contestants get older, often in the Miss age division, we find that they're starting to narrow it down to one or two. I think it's really important, Tristan, when you are competing in multiple systems, make sure you're checking the contestant agreement or the rules and regulations to make sure that if you win a title, that you are eligible to compete again in another system if you want to. There are several systems, the Miss America's Outstanding Teen Program, the Miss America Program, the Miss USA, Miss Universe Programs, as well as if you are certain Miss's International Programs that require you not to compete across pageant systems. So I think it's really a good idea. Once you're a Miss, you're probably going to narrow it down to one or two systems, and always make sure to check your contestant contract to make sure that you're eligible to compete should you win a title. Does that help, Tristan?
That is exactly what I needed to know.
Great. Thanks so much for calling, and good luck at your pageant. I'm sure you're going to do great.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question is an email question, and it comes to us from Erin McCowan. Erin was Miss Georgia American Queen 2007 and is now Miss North Georgia International 2008. Congratulations, Erin, on both your titles. Erin says, since I have to keep up with all the younger girls who are perfectly toned, what is your advice for tightening up your glutes and the area beneath? And we referred to that just a little bit during Rocco's segment, Erin, but I think that question is something that everybody wants to know about. And I think that it's important that you do interval training according to Rocco. So go on his website. He has a great product that you can buy that talks about how to do interval training. And according to Rocco, you want to do those lunges on one leg at a time, not alternating. And you also want to do the mountain climber exercise. Erin, I have to be honest with you. I have no idea what the mountain climber exercise is. So I'll be checking Rocco's website after the show, but hopefully you can get the information you need there too. Hope that helps, Erin. Congratulations again on both your fabulous titles, and good luck at your next pageant. Well, next we're going to go to the phones, and our next caller is Annalisa, and she has a question about platforms. Annalisa, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you, Valerie. Valerie, my daughter will be competing in her first MAOT pageant this year, and we need to pick a platform for her, and I was wondering how we should go about picking that platform for her.
That is a really great question, Annalisa, because platforms are so important. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the abbreviation MAOT, Annalisa is referring to the Miss America Outstanding Teen Program, which is the little sister pageant to Miss America. I think that there are two things that you need to factor in when you're selecting a platform for your daughter. The first and almost most important thing is to make sure that it's an issue or topic that she's really interested in, that she feels strongly about, maybe that she's done some community service work for prior to this time. It really needs to be an issue that has a personal connection to her. If you pick a platform just because you think that that's going to be popular or that lots of people are going to be interested in it, but you yourself aren't interested in it and aren't really excited about it, it's going to come across in the interview, and it's not going to seem genuine. It's not going to seem real. It's not going to seem personal. So the first thing you should do, Annalisa, is look at the community service work that she's done recently and see if there's a topic that she would want to really speak to people about, or if not, if there are any issues that friends or family members have struggled with. Perhaps someone in the family has juvenile diabetes. Perhaps a friend of hers has struggled with dyslexia. I have several Mrs. contestants who speak out about ADHD because their children have been diagnosed. So that's another way to go ahead and select a platform. So once you've kind of got two or three ideas that you're thinking, okay, these are things that maybe my daughter would like to talk about, then you need to ask yourself the question, are these issues that people in general are going to be interested in? It's very hard to sell a pageant or a panel of judges on an issue that's so esoteric or so statistically not in the general public's mind that they're going to really vote for you and say that's a great platform. For example, I have five toy poodles. For those of you who don't know, I have five toy poodles, and I dote on them all the time. And let's say that I was to pick as a platform raising awareness for people who have issues for having five toy poodles. Okay, first of all, the statistical number of people in the United States or internationally who have five toy poodles is probably really small. And the judges are probably going to think, okay, that's really interesting, but it's not an important enough issue for a title holder to be speaking out about. So you want to pick things that you're passionate about and that you're excited about and that you're interested in, but you also want to balance that with the need to pick things that are going to be significant and the judges or the pageant director will think, yeah, that's something that we would definitely want our title holder to speak out about. Does that help, Annalisa?
It does, Valerie. Thank you so much for your answer.
Thanks for calling in, and good luck at your daughter's MAOT prelim. I'm sure she's going to do just great. Our next question is an email question, and it comes to us from Erin. And Erin, who I like already based on her email, says, I'm 5'2 on a good day, which shows you have a great sense of humor. I'm 5'2 on a good day and have muscular legs. I know that even in my best condition, swimsuit will not be my strength. What Mrs. Pageant system would you suggest for a short gal like me to be successful in? Well, Erin, it sounds like you have a great positive attitude, so kudos to you. You're probably half the way there. I think there are several Mrs. Pageant systems that you might want to consider. You can go on to Turn for the Judges, tftj.com, and look at the different Mrs. Pageants, and also look in the multi-category, because there's also Mrs. Pageants in that category. And look for pageants that don't include the swimsuit competition, but do include include some type of sportswear or aerobic wear. I know that United Nations does tennis wear or sportswear. I know that American Queen does aerobic wear. These are the types of pageants that you're going to want to look for. I think you want to look for a pageant that allows sportswear or aerobic wear where you get to pick the outfit. For example, Mrs. International wears aerobic wear, but you all wear the same outfit, and so they're picking the outfit. I think you want to do a pageant where you can select your own sportswear, or aerobic wear, or tennis wear, I think is what United Nations calls it. Because that way you can pick a pant that, elongates your muscular legs and adds to that illusion of length, and maybe is in a dark color, perhaps a black, and pick a brighter top that dries the eye up and maybe balances out the symmetry of your physique. So I think go on turnforthejudges.com, tftj.com, look under the Mrs. category on multi, go ahead and look at those pageant systems. If you need to go to their websites, do so, and make sure that they have sportswear, aerobic wear, tennis wear that allows you the opportunity to pick, Erin, so that you can look absolutely fabulous. Good luck at your pageant, Erin. Our next question comes to us from Georgia. Georgia says, I'm going to compete in a pageant this year that includes a swimsuit competition. Is there any difference between competition pageant swimsuits and regular swimsuits? Well, yes, there actually is, Candace. Competition swimsuits have different construction techniques that help actually shape the bust area and hip area. They're also made from different fabric that kind of holds you in and shapes you a little bit better. And they're typically fully lined, Georgia, Candace, which is going to be a great advantage to you when you're on stage under the lights. Sometimes when you go to a regular store and buy your pageant swimsuit there, they aren't fully lined. They're maybe only lined in the crotch area, just that partial lining, and perhaps the bust area is not lined at all. And so when you get on stage in the lights, you're probably getting a visual impact that you didn't really want to get. So generally speaking, I really encourage contestants to go ahead and invest in a great competition pageant swimsuits. There's lots of companies out there that have them. One of the companies I like is Jamie Shaw, J-A-Y-M-E, Shaw, S-H-A-W.com. And go ahead and invest in a competition pageant swimsuit, Candace. I really think it's going to pay off for you. Well, as we wrap up the show, I want to share with you a motivational, inspirational thought. I was thinking of this morning as I was getting dressed for the show. The last 6 weeks have been very, very busy for me. I've been essentially on the road every weekend attending, emceeing, or judging a pageant. And then I come back during the week and I frantically have to get caught up with all of the administration of running a business and working with my private coaching clients, getting ready for the show, booking guests. It can be a whirlwind. And I find that it's kind of like how you feel when you're getting ready to compete in a pageant. And it's really, really important to maintain a really positive attitude and to maintain some motivation or inspiration coming in because you're so busy doing everything and getting everything done. And two of the things that I do that I thought might be helpful for you is instead of listening to the news on TV or the radio when I'm getting dressed in the morning, I actually listen to motivational speakers that I have downloaded to my iPod. I have a little iPod dock in the bathroom, and I slip my little iPod in there, and while I'm putting on my makeup and doing my hair and getting dressed, I play the motivational speakers or the inspirational speeches, or maybe it's just inspirational music. So that's one thing that you can do to help yourself stay motivated and excited and positive and on track. The other thing that I do is I make goals for myself, and I update my goals on a regular basis, and I type them on a Word document in beautiful font. I add some graphics. I print it out in color, so it's a beautiful kind of graphic with the words about what my goals are, and I put it in a beautiful gold frame, and I have it sitting here on my desk in my office. And that helps me to really have a reference point during the busy day where I'm juggling multiple things. So those are two ideas that will maybe help you as you get ready for your pageant during the busy, crazy schedule. Well, that's it for this week's show. I'd like to remind you that I will be in San Diego, California on September 12th, 13th, and 14th for the Beauty Pageant Competition and Expo, produced by Rhinestone Productions. It's going to be an exciting program complete with a red carpet celebrity event in which I'll be appearing. To learn more about the Expo, just visit Rhinestone Productions at their website, rhinestoneproductions.com. I want to remind you that we'll be back next week with nationally known journaling expert Sandy Grayson to talk about how you can use journaling to ensure your success at your next pageant. To get advance notice of all my guests, just sign up for my newsletter at pageantinterviewcoach.com or visit my MySpace profile at myspace.com/pageantinterviewcoach. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and make this week a pageant fab week.
You've been listening to Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. Visit her website at pageantinterviewcoach.com and join us for more Pageant Talk Radio next time right here on TalkZone.com.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.